Chapter 19. Today's morning assembly was about an important historical flyer who did important historical things. Usually, Elliot enjoyed morning assembly, but today, he had a hard time paying attention. He kept thinking about how today was his last day at Sage. There would be no more assemblies, no more hanging out with GJ and Mitali, no more tips from Dr. Vogel about how to strengthen his flare magic, no more expensive hex gloves to borrow, no more fun in the dormitory, no more delicious lunches and post-presentation cookies, no after-school band and 8 piano music classes, no more double talent affinity group, no more beautiful gardens. At the podium, Dr. Horace's eyes bulged. His neck turned red. Now his face was turning red. He was saying something, but his words were hard to make out. "Is this part of the lecture?" Pepper whispered to Elliot. "I have no idea," he whispered back. Dr. Horace dropped his notes. His gaze was focused on the back of the auditorium. He looked horrified. Elliot turned and looked over his shoulder. "Oh, Zamboozle, there were lots and lots of skunks." "Skunks?" "Storming the hall." "Pepper," he whispered, "small animal alert, pause your magic now." Pepper screwed her eyes shut and pressed her fingers to her temples. "Are those skunks?" "Yup," said Elliot, standing for a better view. There were 2 dozen skunks, at least, and more coming in behind. And they were dancing? No, not dancing. But they were chittering and chattering and spinning in circles. Some of them were jumping into the air like circus performers. They ran onto the pews and then down the lengths of them, hopping from one kid's lap to the next. The students screamed. Skunks and kids and teachers ran everywhere like wind-up dolls going 10 times their normal speed. "This is mayhem!" Elliot cried.
"Fuzzies!" yelled an upper-grade fuzzy teacher with a handlebar mustache. "I call you all to action. Calm the skunks."
"We're trying," yelled a girl Elliot recognized. It was Dahlia, Nori's sister. "But we can't. They're skunk drunk."
"They've eaten cranberries?" the teacher said.
"It seems that way, sir," cried Dahlia. "Oh, no," moaned Pepper, her eyes still closed to pause her magic. "Skunks go wild for cranberries. This is bad, Elliot." On the stage, Dr. Horace was doing a funny little jig as 6 skunks ran toward him.
"I don't like you," he said. "I don't like you at all, skunks."
The skunks didn't seem to like the headmaster either. Those on the stage turned their bodies in unison, all of them pointing their bottoms at him. In unison, they lifted their tails. Elliot flung out his hands and wiggled his fingers, channeling all his ice magic on the clouds of gas puffing out from the skunk's rear ends. 12 skunk stinks were frozen mid-stink. 12 frozen skunk stinks clunked onto the stage like hockey pucks. 1 spun like a quarter before finally coming to a rest.
"Whoa," said one kid.
Other kids joined in, marveling at what Elliot had done.
"How did he do that?
I never saw ice magic before."
"Is he upside down?"
"He saved Dr. Horace."
"What happened?" asked Pepper. She opened her eyes. Elliot frowned. Pepper couldn't pinch off her fiercing magic for long, and as she looked at the frozen skunk stinks, she unpinched it. Her fierce magic flooded the room. Elliot could tell because the skunks went even more wild.
"Reek!" trilled the skunks. "Reek, reek!"
And now, in a mass, they stormed the stage, all of them. They scurried up the velvet curtains to a long high beam above the stage. They clustered there, shrieking and trilling and waving their fluffy tails. And spraying. Elliot did his best to freeze the stink juice raining down, but he couldn't get it all. Some stink splashed onto the floor, on the students, and on the velvet seats of the hall. Kids held their noses and stumbled toward the exit.
"Flyers," cried an upper-level flyer teacher. "Fly up and capture the skunks at once."
"No way," said one flyer.
"Not a chance," said another.
"Too gross," cried a third, and that seemed to be the general consensus.
Every flyer Elliot saw continued to push toward the exit.
You have to help them get down, Pepper begged, shaking Elliot's arm. They're scared of heights, please. Then she ran outside with the rest of them, no doubt getting herself and her fierce magic as far away from the skunks as possible. Elliot made his way toward the stage, weaving in and out of the frantic stream of students. The skunks chittered and trilled. Elliot bit his lip, then flung out both hands and called on his ice magic once again. Whoosh! Slurp! It took a lot of effort, but a slide appeared, connecting the high-up beam to the stage below. An ice slide. The students who were still there oohed and awed. Phew, said Elliot. He hadn't made anything like that before. The fire-breathing practice really was making his magic strong. It was a breakthrough. Go on, he called to the skunks. You're okay now. Slide, skunks, slide. The skunks stayed where they were. They wouldn't go down. Did they hate ice? Were they really scared of heights? Did they think they'd get hurt at the bottom? What was Elliot supposed to do now?